Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So finances are very important, and the importance of finances can be helpful to know at a young age. And that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com to start living yours. That's Intuit.com, Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's get going. A little 15 seconds from everybody. Our video producer is up first. Here he is, producer Eddie. Eddie, go ahead, buddy.
Bones, this question's for you. Why are shoes so expensive? My son got these new Jordans for Christmas, and they were not cheap. But here's the problem. He doesn't want to wear them anywhere because he doesn't want to get them dirty. He doesn't want to get them scuffed. So I'm like, what's the point? You're buying shoes that are so expensive, but the shoes go on your feet and they're going to get messed up. I don't understand it.
I feel like you're the old man fighting with the clouds right now.
I just don't get it.
Well, shoes are a status symbol as well. You have certain nice things that you don't want to wear all the time. But this specific set of shoes, it's not shoes in general to him. He has other shoes, I'm sure. But he loves these so much, and it's such a status symbol that he only wants to wear them in times where he knows they will not get messed up. He loves them so much.
He does.
It'd be like having a new car and you know people eat in it for a while.
Right.
Why? Because you love it clean. It's you're proud of it. You want to show it off. You want it to feel. So that's why. But shoes are now a status symbol. I love that he loves Jordans.
Oh, he loves them. I don't like that he loves Jordans because they're so expensive,
yeah,
but
that
he
part
loves
stinks.
Them.
Well,
you
Scuba
can say
Steve
no.
Is a big shoe guy. Scuba Steve is, and he buys a pair and then puts a pair up. He buys a pair to wear and then puts a pair away.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Even I don't do that.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I don't get it, but thanks for trying to explain it to me.
It's just a status thing. It's like any new thing you would have that you don't want to get dirty for a while. Once he gets them dirty the first, then you wears them all the time. Does he wear them to school at all?
He does. Well, he hasn't gone to school yet, so he hasn't worn them to school yet. But we were going for a walk, and he went. And
oh, you never put them on for a walk.
Well, yeah,
not
a walk.
He put them on, and then he saw some mud. He's like, Dad, I'm going back to the house. I'm changing my shoes.
Exactly. You should be happy he's doing that. That he's not
he
asking for other ones.
Yeah,
that are made up.
You're right. Yeah.
All right, up next, here he is. Everybody at Lunchbox. Ooh. What up, buddy?
Speaking of Jordans, they were part of my angel wish list. I didn't get those. I didn't get my FIFA soccer ball. But in the mail, I did get a running watch from a B-teamer. It was mailed to the studio, and they said, Merry Christmas from a B-teamer. Didn't sign their name. And guys, I got it on my arm. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Wow.
Look at that watch, Eddie.
Okay, that's so nice. Everybody that's listening.
Wow.
Lunchbox created an angel and put it at one of these places. And acted like he needed Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
A lot of listeners got upset that he did it. And on this list, he put shoes and even a watch similar to that.
Yeah, the other one was a little more expensive, but someone mailed me a running watch. And it
so
does,
you are an angel, just not that.
Yeah, it costs multiple hundreds of dollars, and I now have it on my wrist. And whoever that B-teamer is, I don't know why you don't sign your name so I can thank you on the air. You need the publicity, but I really do appreciate it. And boy, that is nice.
We can't.
I know.
We can't just take.
And look, and it's technology.
But
so
you got that all from you going, you wanted to fraud people to buy you Christmas presents.
It's not fraud.
Well,
if people volunteer.
You were getting and putting an angel up with other kids who are less fortunate.
Correct.
You're not a kid or less fortunate.
But there's things that I couldn't afford on my list.
You could It doesn't matter.
But I mean, hey, is that a nice watch or what?
Pretty nice.
It is real nice. And guys, I don't know how to work it. It's technology. I have a really hard time.
He has no idea how to work it. It's very expensive and he can't work it.
It's struggle.
All right, up next. I feel guilty.
Hey, me and you are watch guys now.
I'm nothing.
Hey, we're watch guys. I'm
nothing. It's like some of our listeners are far too generous.
I know. Here she is. Everybody, co-host Amy, everybody. Go ahead, Amy.
So just wanted to let everybody know about trip protection on your credit card. I know a lot of people had travel woes over the holidays, and you might be getting reimbursements from different airlines, but say they won't cover something. Well, check your credit card, because in the little fine print, you might find that your card has trip protection, and you could submit receipts that way and possibly get the money through your credit card.
Did you do that?
Yes. Here's what I'm doing. I'm applying everything to Southwest first, and then I'll see what I get reimbursed for. And then I'm ready to file trip protection for whatever Southwest doesn't cover.
That's good to know.
It's like renter's insurance. If somebody robs your house, or even your homeowner's insurance.
Yes.
Someone robs you, or something happens. There's also little ways to get money back as well, but we don't know about it because we're not told by them because they don't want us using it.
I didn't know about it until yesterday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he's a big watch guy, and I've never seen him eat a fry. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
Thank you for the single clap. I clap for all you guys. You guys don't clap
for me. I know, you guys are so rude.
I was thinking about the single fry. That was random.
Oh, you're talking about watch guy.
So, I did watch Harry and Meghan, the documentary on Netflix, over the Christmas break.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously?
I did, and my wife was like, will you watch this with me?
Oh.
And I didn't want to, because I just don't have interest in that couple. Not really that interested in the royal family, but I watched it and I actually found it to be not as terrible as I thought. It's pretty good, especially like episode 3, 4, 5. And I like him a lot more. I still feel like she's an actress.
Mm.
She did go through a lot of rough crap. A lot of it though, you're like, well, you know what you're getting into, but not fully, honestly.
Mm-mm.
And just how his brother, Prince William, was like working so hard against him. And he calls him out. Like, the office would, like, spread stuff because, one, Meghan would get more famous than the other people. Or, it's pretty good. And I felt bad for her. I did. I didn't want to, but I did because there's some really difficult things that I don't think she saw coming. I also felt she was acting a little bit because she's a great actress. I mean, she's an actress, so she... But I liked the docuseries. I wish I could see the other side perspective. And I did come away not liking them less and knowing a little more about them. That's not a great review, but I did like it. You watch it?
I watched some of it, and I was watching it. And I was like, why do so many people hate on them? I don't get it. I just be neutral about it. Either don't like them, but there are people that are very vocal about being just so disgusted.
But here's
by
what
them.
They found out.
What?
We've dealt with this too. That once they did all these they went through all the messages, the tweets and the Facebook messages, it was really done by a small group of people, and they were like bringing in people to help them and do more. So they were doing all of this, Matt, but it was like 80 people.
Oh, wow.
Doing the like 70% of all of the hate.
I mean, how do people have time to do that?
Exactly.
What do you think's been happening in our life?
It's crazy.
Too. You know, it's just.
Yeah, I know.
And one day, when that comes, people's minds gonna be blown. When that's finally out, in whatever form it comes out, people's minds are going to be blown.
It's you think it will?
I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. Also, back to the show. I found fascinating the stuff about Meghan's dad.
Oh, what a dirtball!
Mm-hmm.
And I always watch a documentary, knowing I'm watching their version of it.
Yeah.
But he did sell stuff about her.
But what was crazy is Meghan tried to write him a letter, and it's crazy that it got intercepted, and then the Daily Mail published it.
Well, she wanted to not even write a letter, but they're like, you need to write a letter. So when she wrote the letter, then it got intercepted. It's like they wanted it. And then they started publishing stuff, but they were also taking stuff out of it when they published it.
Right.
So it looked even worse for her.
Yeah. It's crazy that
someone intercepted her letter to her dad.
But someone is probably somebody in the royal family in that group who probably caught it on the way out.
But I think it was signed for in Mexico.
Or somebody was there knowing where it was going to get sent to.
That's crazy.
Huh.
Sorry, I don't know. And this is all because
that one was signed for, but still it could have been somebody knowing it was going to be sent.
Yeah.
This is all because they try to get away from the royal family?
Well, no, the dad part's totally
different. Yeah, the dad part's different.
But this whole documentary is because they denounce the royal family?
It's just their story.
Okay. I don't know much about him.
And Tyler Perry seems like a dude I'd like to be friends with.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, hero. Hey. Mm.
I don't know about hero.
Tyler Perry?
But yeah.
He's a hero.
I felt like he wanted to be friends with the royal family, but still, I liked him a lot in this. Okay. He seems like a nice guy. Because he jumped out and helped him. He didn't even know them. But he's like, you can stay at this house. There's no security. But the thing is, they didn't have any money for security either. And you can go wah, wah, wah. But they were in Canada. But as they didn't have any money for security, it was getting really dangerous for them because everybody was coming. The photographers were getting their yard. And so it was getting dangerous for them.
So they had no money. Like when they leave the royal family, they get no money?
They were not allowed to use that money.
So that dude gave up billions of dollars, unlimited wealth.
I don't know that that's the case. I think you have things you can use while you're alive, but I don't think you own it. But yes, wealth for sure.
Oh my God. And that's the stupidest decision.
Status and different things. A communications team.
Anyway, I don't even care that much about it, but I do. I watched it and I was like, dang, I feel bad. I did feel bad for her. Mm. I didn't feel as bad as some people because I'm just in this world and maybe I just am used to getting beat on all the time. So maybe I'm just like, yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry. Maybe I empathize a bit more than I should have sympathized. But that's what's up. Harry and Meghan, I thought it was pretty good, and I had no interest in watching it. It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Dear Bobby Bones, my girlfriend says I have way too many shoes for a country guy. She says I should have 3 to 4 pairs of shoes max. I own more shoes than her. I currently have 16 pairs of shoes. I'm a size 15, so shoes are hard to find, so I get them when I can. I have shoes for everything I do. 2 pair for work. I'm a heavy-duty diesel technician. 2 pairs of Crocs. 2 pair of lace-up work boots for around the house. 1 pair of slip-on cowboy boots. 1 pair of dress-up cowboy boots. 1 pair of competition shooting shoes. 1 pair of shoes for the gym. 1 pair for the boat. 1 pair for the water. 1 pair of sandals. 1 pair of rain boots. 1 pair of slippers. 1 pair of camo throwaway shoes. I don't think it's an issue, but she says I need to reduce my shoe collection down to 3 pair. What do you think I should do? What? Signed, country boy with a lot of shoes. I think you get a new girlfriend.
Yeah. Sounds like her problem.
Yeah, it's not
unless you're spending the money on things like food, rent. If you're not missing those payments, you have this income in your life. It could be 1 cent. It could be no cents and you can't buy it. Or it can be 10 million cents. You can buy a streaming service for a month, a pair of shoes, a dinner. Like, that's the extra money that you get to go and choose to live your life with. And if you're buying shoes, that's great. You could be buying worse things. You could be gambling it. You could be doing, you know, if you're unhealthily gambling it, that ain't good. Now, if you're healthily gambling, like I do at DraftKings.
Ah, yes, me too.
It's totally fine.
Yes, because I have set limits. That being said, I think she needs to relax.
It doesn't sound like he's buying a lot of shoes. He needs shoes for all these things that he
does. Yeah, 2 pairs of Crocs is like the most profitable thing ever. Your life
profitable?
Is
profitable? How is that profitable?
I guess not profitable. I'm just saying it's the most important because his life is so much better. The comfort
he was trying to use
getting,
a big word.
I was, and I missed it.
Yeah.
It's like, this is not an issue.
And if you're taking up way too much room in a shared closet, find another place to put them. Put them in the garage. Make a little. But no, this is not an issue. I love shoes. I love shoes. I like clothes. And mine comes from obviously childhood trauma of not being able to afford shoes or clothes, having to get everything at a yard sale for years and years and years. So that is for me now, that's what I like. Because I like to feel, oh man, this is cool. I didn't have this, I like to have it now. But that could be anything with any of us. We have things when we were kids, we feel like we were neglected, so we like to have it now. I have a shoe, not a problem because I don't spend money that I don't have, but I have a shoe fascination and I like clothes.
Are those both from the childhood?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I find it to be very profitable.
That was a bad word.
And then I justify it in a couple of ways. I wear them, and then I make sure that somebody else can wear them after I'm done if I wear them for a while.
What's up? You want to see my shoes?
Well, you have some on now?
Yeah, dude. Bobby shoes.
Those are super awesome. I make sure that either the friends here get the clothes, I donate them to certain places.
You shouldn't donate that expensive a clothes.
I do, though.
He really does.
I do. Crazy. I want somebody else to have it, too.
Thank you, man.
Well, not you. Thank you. Can have whatever you want. But don't, guy, live your life. She shouldn't be regulating your shoes. Yeah. I really think that. Amy, you?
Yeah, no. This is not an issue to me. I don't understand.
If you're not spending money you don't have and you're not using space you don't have, all good. And if you are using space, go move it to somewhere else.
But also, since we don't wear the same size shoes, can I get your handbag hand-me-downs?
No, because I like mine.
Well, but if you get tired of it.
No. Good try, Amy.
I like mine. I like bags now, too. I don't like pockets. Pockets are so 2018.
Hey, I mean, we don't wear the same size shoe, but can I get your car hand-me-downs whenever you're tired of a car?
No, that's very different than a handbag.
Hey, Amy, you're throwing a handbag? I'll throw a car. Why not?
Well, I got to trade a car in if I get a new one, so that's not really going to work. All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you. One of our most popular segments, because it's always so interesting. It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! Literally, it's just go find something that's super cool. A fun fact for the week. Up first, Lunchbox.
Super fun. Lobsters pee out of their faces. Wow. That is right.
That's crazy.
How crazy is that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
So the female lobsters, they pee on or near a male to attract them. So they shoot pee out their face, and that is what the male's like, oh, that's who I want.
Yeah, humans are really the only people that hate pee.
Really?
Because dogs will go if they pee on something that's like they're marking and they're also like smelling. We're the only people that are like, ooh, pee.
I think koalas pee on their babies.
Everybody's peeing.
Maybe.
Let's be train starters.
Yeah, we need to get on that.
Yeah.
Eddie, come here. Take your shoes off.
Oh, that's gross. But also, the males, you know, you have that they fight. They pee on each other.
They fight that way
they,
too.
They shoot pee at each other. That's their fighting. Instead of claws or anything, ha, got you with my pee. Ooh, got you with my pee.
It's a water gun fight.
Huh. How awesome is that? That is probably the funnest fact of 2023.
Well, we only just started, but okay.
Oh.
All right, let's go to Morgan. Morgan, what do you have?
Well, speaking of pee, urine used to be used as a detergent. Oh, my God.
What's happening right now? Okay, go ahead.
It used to be used as a detergent because of its ammonia content. It helps get out tough stains. So if you want to use your pee for something else, just use it on stains.
Eddie, come here. Okay.
You want me to pee on your stain?
Well, didn't plan to have two peers. Amy, what do you have?
Ants sleep by taking around 250 one-minute naps throughout the day.
Wow.
That totals just under 5 hours of sleep, but this allows for most of the colony to be awake and working at any given moment. But I was like, oh, I thought you might be into something like that.
They take 250
one-minute naps.
Which is crazy because Lunchbox takes one 250-minute nap.
Right. So different.
So.
Hey-o.
How many hours is that?
Well, 120 is two.
Oh, boy.
So 240 would be four.
Okay.
So it'd be 4 hours and 10 minutes.
Like, I was like, oh, that's a two-hour nap. That's about right. But no, it's longer than that. Mm-hmm.
Eddie.
Have you ever heard the phrase, I'll be back in a jiffy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they say jiffy because jiffy is an actual unit of time. A jiffy is 1/100th of a second. So it's mathematically and scientifically, it's a real unit of time. So it's not just a name or a word they said, hey, I'll be back in a jiffy. I always thought it was like old people term.
Mm, me too.
Isn't that cool?
That's cool. Walgreens grew from 20 stores to 400 stores during Prohibition. It really exploded during the 20s and early 30s because they were actually allowed to sell whiskey for medical purposes.
That's what's up.
So everybody wanted to go to Walgreens. So they had the license to sell whiskey.
Healthy and happy.
Corner of healthy and happy.
That's crazy.
Everybody had a weird, like TikTok blew up because of the pandemic.
Yes.
Everybody was trapped. Oh, I've heard some bad stuff about TikTok. Oh. I'm 50-50 on it getting canceled in America.
Yeah.
Like other countries involved in TikTok?
I talked to somebody who works in tech, high tech, and he was like, yeah, they have to cancel it. And I'm like, but TikTok, it's a part of our life so much. He's like, yeah, but we'll get to it another day.
No.
I'm 50. I used to go, there's no chance. Mm-hmm. But I am 50-50 on no.
Like it's bad for us or it's like they're doing something.
Like we won't get that it might not be legal.
Yeah, I'm
going
to delete mine.
Do I need to delete it?
No way. It's awesome. I love mine.
They owe me some
money.
Hey,
I'm on it until they can't anymore. What?
They owe me some money. Should I cash that check?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heck yeah.
It's not going to mess with me later in the future?
No.
Okay. All right.
No,
good.
Not that kind. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. There you go. That's Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Let me list all the people here. Kevin Hyde, Joe DiTommaso, and Joe's dog Minnie, they get in a boat and they're going to go. And they're going to travel. They're going to travel all down the bank. They left North Carolina and they were going all the way down except they went adrift somewhere in the Atlantic. They'd run out of food and water. There was a storm that caused them to lose where they were and just pull them out.
Oh,
you can't really
no.
fight the water. And so that's what happened. For 10 days, they floated out there. Miraculously, there was a tanker that was carrying fuel from Amsterdam to New York. That's not a short trip. And think about how big that... just to randomly see a boat?
Oh, yeah.
So luckily, the crew from the tanker used a cargo net, and they threw it down. The guys climbed up the net. One of them had the dog in his arm. They got back, and they took him all the way back, gave him some food. Luckily, they found them. And here's a clip of the captain saying that he was in tears and thanking God that the sailors were safe.
It was probably the last ship that would have been able to find us.
And they found him, and they lived. And mostly, I'm just happy for the dog. Why am I like that?
Yeah, you always think of the dog first.
Why am I like that? Because, see, that's real life humans. Yeah. But mostly, I'm like, Minnie? Did Minnie live? In a movie, if you kill a dog, I'm destroyed.
Yeah.
If you kill a human, I'm like, all right, what's next?
It's fine. Move on.
Dime a dozen characters. All right, that's the good news. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doo, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs, water bowls, treats, and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Easy trivia. The category is colors. Eddie's our new champion. Eddie,
Ooh.
What color is Elmo?
Elmo is red, Bones.
That is correct. Amy, what color are the stars on the American flag?
White.
Correct. Lunchbox, Prince has a song about what color rain?
Purple.
Correct. What color are the Minions, Morgan?
Yellow.
Correct. Okay, good. That's colors. Everybody gets two in that category. Now, Eddie is the brand new champion. He's wearing the tiara. That's what you get when you are the champion of Easy Trivia. You play to five. Let's see who lasts the longest. Now, Amy, I believe you got a yellow card last game. So if you get another yellow card this game, you have to sit out the next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so, you know, you're very aggressive recently in these games. The category is the human body. Everybody good?
Yes.
Yeah. Eddie, you're first. The two holes of the nose are called what?
Nostrils.
Correct. That's tough for a second rounder. Okay. Morgan, what organ? Morgan, what organ? Helps pump blood through the entire body.
Oh, your heart?
Correct. Amy, which organ covers the entire body?
Your skin.
Correct. Lunchbox, your hands have four fingers and what on your hand?
Thumbs.
Correct, good. The next category is NFL helmets.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
I am going to stay calm.
Mm-hmm. Don't get mad.
Eddie, what letter is on the Green Bay Packers helmet?
A G for Green Bay.
Correct. Oh, gosh. Morgan, what's the main color of the Minnesota Vikings helmet?
The Minnesota Vikings, I believe, are purple and yellow, so purple?
Correct.
Woo!
Wow!
Wow!
Amy, what symbol is on the Dallas Cowboys helmet?
Star!
Correct. Lunchbox, what aquatic mammal is on the Miami helmet?
A dolphin.
Good, everybody's on. Wow. Easy trivia. Easy trivia, easy trivia. The category is firsts. We go faster and faster as we go. Who sewed the first American flag, Eddie?
Betsy Ross.
Correct. Morgan, who made the first telephone?
What? Thomas Edison.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
You've been boned.
You never want to hear that answer.
Oh.
The first telephone was?
Alexander Graham Bell.
Good. Amy, what founding father is given the credit for first discovering electricity?
Okay, hold on. Thomas Edison was a light bulb. You just said that. However, I believe Benjamin Franklin found electricity.
Correct. Lunchbox, what decade was the first iPhone released?
Oh.
The 2000s.
Correct. The category is animals. There are only three people left. Animals. Here we go.
Come on.
What's the largest land animal on the planet? Eddie.
Oh, my gosh. The largest land animal. It's got to be the elephant. Dang it.
Bone
him.
You've been boned.
See ya, bud. Rhino.
It's a giraffe.
Same thing.
No, it's not the same thing. How did I get that wrong?
If anybody gets it right, you're eliminated, Eddie.
Okay. Ugh.
Amy, animals like fish and lizards have these on the outer layers of their skin, which provide protection from the environment and from predators.
Scales?
Correct.
Oh, that's it.
Lunchbox, what environment do camels live in?
Oh, the desert.
Correct. Let's go to the next category. Easy trivia. Here we go. Movie quotes. You'll get two each. There's no place like home. Is a quote from what movie, Amy?
Wizard of Oz.
Correct. Lunchbox. So you're telling me there's a chance is a quote from what movie?
Dumb and Dumber.
Correct. Yeah! Amy, say hello to my little friend is a quote from what 80s movie?
Godfather.
Incorrect.
You've been booed.
Scarface. Lunchbox.
Oh, here we go!
For the win. Amy,
for the
you want a yellow card?
I didn't even...
Amy, stop.
Lunchbox, the movie quote is, I am the king of the world.
I am king of the world!
Yeah, what is it?
1-0, Lunchbox. Eddie, I'm one step closer. The Titanic.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah!
No, but Eddie, you're still the champ.
Still the champ.
But Lunchbox is back in business.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for playing with us. Amy, you got real close to get, you got a little lippy, and you pulled it back. You were like,
it's still, because it's outside of the game, I cannot get a card now.
Go ahead.
Okay. The whole game, I sat with my palms up, and my eyes closed almost just to stay calm.
Wow.
And receive the call.
So what were you angry about at that question, though? Like, what were you mad
no,
about?
No, I wasn't angry. I just feel like Titanic.
What question did you go out on?
Scarface.
Scarface.
Yeah, it's
Godfather, 80s.
But then you started saying this, that's the same thing.
It's all in the question. Yeah,
I know,
and then you yelled, same thing, stupid idiot. And then we stopped you.
No, I know.
Back to the song.
Just didn't feel obviously a new
Of course.
Titanic.
Easy trivia. Yeah, you're about to get a yellow card in the next game.
Uh-oh. You said I couldn't.
This voicemail is from Hayden in Florida, who listens on the podcast.
Bobby, you're talking about how you gained 7 pounds on Christmas and that you weren't okay with it, but you're kind of okay with it. And usually you'd want to lose that. But let me tell you, it's called marriage. Once you get married, you ain't got to worry about getting that body back right. All right. Thanks. Love the show.
I like how his tone went to, you know, man, you just got to wear it. I don't think that's what it is because I've been working pretty hard since. It's also a health thing for me where I want to, in case I get called in, I want to be training for something. You never know what
called
I'm
called into what?
Who knows, dude?
Okay. Anything?
Service? Baseball?
Oh wow. Mm-hmm.
Don't know. Mailman? Who knows? Football coach? So I don't. Marriage has not made me any more relaxed as far as my body. I just don't put the pressure on myself to get it back as fast. I know I'm going to get back to it, so I'm not ashamed of myself as much. Not perfect, but that's what I was saying there. My pants are still a little tight. I ate a lot of pie over Christmas. And this time I didn't stop. That's it.
You'll get there.
I love pie. There's a pie that they made. It was a pecan pie with chocolate.
Oh.
Oh my.
It was awesome. At first you're like, that's weird. Mm-hmm. And I kept sneaking over to the pie corner.
That's what pie corner.
Pie corner was awesome. Yes. Thank you, Hayden. I appreciate that. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So there's book clubs and supper clubs, but to get more specific, soup groups.
That's fun. I like to be really in a soup popular. Group. I love soup. Soups and you smoothies all day, soup. Every night. Yeah. That'd be the name of my tour if I could. Soups and smoothies. Yeah.
Yeah, it pretty much works the same way that a book club would. You have your soup recipe for the week and everybody makes it. Maybe you have different groups across. You have people come over. What?
They would mail me a soup every week. I don't want to go hang out with people.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not a membership, subscription.
No, like the cheese club of the month.
Sure.
It's not like that.
This
I don't want to go hang.
Stuff friends do. Soup
I'm
groups.
Good. I'm good on friends.
Hey. No, I made this white bean chicken soup the other day. I'm going to be making it again. It's so good.
Sounds pretty good.
I should form a soup group
with
it.
I love a soup.
What's your favorite soup?
Well, here's an order of things that I love.
Oh, boy.
My wife.
Oh, good.
My dog and the Arkansas Razorbacks. And the dog could be inserted one or the other, but never both because they're annoying together. soup.
Soup.
Yeah. And then parentheses above all of that, America.
Of course.
Okay, that's all. Smoothies, too.
Good job.
Well, a woman on TikTok has been going viral because she has this theory that men marry the woman that's in front of them once they're ready to get married. It's not that they have found the one. It's just that once their brain decides, okay, I'm going to get married, whoever they're with, voila.
Not true for me because my brain was never going to decide to get married by itself. Caitlin had to be exactly perfect. And then I had to have a couple talks like, don't be an idiot. Because I thought I would just never get married.
Talks to yourself.
Yeah, I'd be like, don't be an idiot, you. I'd be like, why are you calling me an idiot? So no, I do not subscribe to that theory at all because I was just fine never getting married.
Well, here's a clip if we're talking about it.
I came across this photographer. She's obviously been at a lot of weddings and she observed that the men were marrying the woman in front of them at the time that they were ready to get married, implying that that wasn't necessarily that man's soulmate or that man's love of his life. It was just the girl he was dating at the time he was ready to get married and settle down.
I'm sure that's happening a lot too.
Sure.
And I feel like it can happen with women too. Like they're just marrying the guy that's in front of them because they want to get married.
But I do not think that is a universal rule.
Right.
So, because I definitely didn't and I never felt like I was ready to get married for the sake of getting married. All right, what else?
Like any guy on the show right now is going to be like, well.
No, man. No.
Hey, their mouths are being shut over there. All I know is they're not saying anything. Nobody, not a single person even raised their hand to say something. So I'm going to just get off this.
Charles Kelly is celebrating 6 months sober. He shared this on social media. He was thanking his wife, his bandmates, and his fans who have also been very supportive of his song, which is a goodbye letter to alcohol called As Far As You Could.
Yeah, Charles Kelly, one of the leads of Lady Antebellum, singers. So, all right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Valerie Cameron arrived at Salt Lake City International with a few minutes to kill. So she hung out at the airport. She read a book. She listened to music. She put some lotion on her hands because they were dry. She'd been flying. And she took her wedding ring off, which she says she almost never does. She put it in her lap. So because she never does it, she kind of forgot she did it. Then she answered a phone call, and they were like, okay, you can board now. And broop, the ring just fell out on the airport floor.
The worst.
The worst. She called a friend. She goes, hey, could you check with the airport? So the friend did. Airport's like, nah, I ain't seen a ring. I mean, that's needle in a haystack, as they'd say. Valerie had not had her wedding ring long, but obviously she loved it. She, her husband, her daughter all went to the jewelry store together to get it. And a week later, when she was going to go look for another one because it was a special ring that was only one of a kind, she got a text. Someone had turned the ring into lost and found.
Wow.
And she was like, oh, man, because they could have kept it. It was a big ring.
Yeah.
For sure could have kept it. They don't know who the stranger is. They don't leave a note and say, hey, I turned this ring in, which I know you'd hate, Lunchbox.
Yeah, I don't understand. When you find something, you want to leave your name just in case the person wants to contact you, go to the news, anything.
The news. He wants to be on the news.
Anything.
Yeah.
So you get a reward.
Well,
you
don't know claimed. Who it is, but the ring's been found and she's all good.
Because if this goes, you know, it may tell me something good. People hear it and then they set up a GoFundMe for this person. Like, oh, they did such a good deed. And then they make $100,000. It's like, wow.
Love it. You're a good man. Amy, you've been looking for your class ring from Texas A&M for years and years. Still no luck, huh?
No luck. Nothing.
At this point, do you think somebody stole it? Because they broke into your house, right?
Yes. So, yeah. And they stole Air Force Academy ring. Potentially, that's when my Texas A&M ring went missing. Or
sounds
I lost
like you're
it
not
somewhere.
So sure. Well, you've lost a lot of things.
Right. But I know that I lost it in Southern Pines, North Carolina. That I
probably
sure
if they
about.
Stole it. Do you think they like sold it, melted it? I don't know. What do you do with jewelry?
You pawn it.
Yeah, that.
I just don't understand them pawning. Like,
but
why
then
would
what
a pawn
happens?
Shop,
yeah. Like, do they? What do they need it? I get it. They pawn it. But what would a pawn shop
want a class
50
ring?
$50 for it.
You have to ask a pawn shop. What? Why would you buy a class ring? Because they do. They believe.
Right. Right. Why would you buy it though?
Right.
Metal.
I don't know.
Yeah, I guess.
I just can't
see. Oh, so
that.
You can punch someone. You're going to go get in a fight and you know you need something? Like,
oh, no.
Get
maybe,
hey, go get the class ring we just bought from the woman.
Maybe you need to corroborate your story.
What's
you know,
that?
Are you following me here? So, like, you say you went to a certain college and you didn't. So you go to the pawn shop.
Oh,
you got to be Amy, though.
That's funny.
Well, maybe they don't ask to look at the engraved part of the inside of the ring. And you're like, oh, yeah, class of 03.
Well, anyway, the guy turned in the ring at the airport. That's good.
That is good.
That's good. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It is time for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Where does the toy store keep the Arnold Schwarzenegger dolls?
Oh, in the back.
In the back.
That's got to be it. In the back. Is like, that it?
I'll be back.
Oh, that's,
oh
okay.
I like that, Amy.
That's good.
I'll be back.
That was the Morning Corny.
For anybody under age 35, there are times we should explain jokes. Arnold was in Terminator 2, I'll be back. Terminator 1, I'll be back. Terminator 2, he came back.
That's right.
That's it. That's a good joke, though. He's a dad of four. We have a segment called Eddie the Dad.
Eddie the Dad.
All right, what happened?
Okay, so we were going to one of these, like, dancing lights of Christmas. It's a trail where all the cars go in one way, and you look at all these Christmas lights. Now, once you get in this line, there's no moving. Like, there's no going back. There's a car behind you, car in front of you. And in the middle of this thing, my seven-year-old, he goes, I gotta pee. Guys, I really gotta go. And I'm like, we can't do anything. We can't go anywhere. So I start quick thinking, Dad, you know? I'm like, all right, well, you know what we can do? I'll turn the lights off in the car, make sure nobody looks, and here's a cup. I had an empty cup. I said, just pee in the cup. No one will look. No one look at him, okay? All right. He's like, oh, thank you. So I give him the cup. I hear peeing. It's happening. And he's like, oh, okay. 3 minutes later, he's like, Dad, thank you so much. I needed that. Hands me the cup. The cup is empty. Not one drop of pee in the cup. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Turn the lights on.
Where did it go?
And I look back and it's all over the carpet. Like he, and the way he like gave me the cup, I was like, oh, Dad, you're a lifesaver. Thank you for the cup. What was the cup for? You never peed in there.
Did he miss?
He missed completely.
It was dark.
That's true.
The light was off.
What do you expect? The guy can't see.
I mean, if you're a parent, you would think this is hilarious. Yes,
did you laugh?
Of course we, not at the moment. I'm like, oh, great, he peed in my car. Then after, I mean, I've told the story hundreds of times to family members. It's so great.
Did the car smell like pee?
Dude, he had to go bad.
Still
and he
does,
was peeing
probably.
For 3 minutes, Bones. I heard it.
See, that's what I mean. That's a tough one.
Dude, that is the life of being a dad.
Your poor wife.
Yeah.
It's her and five
dudes. Dudes.
Yeah.
I mean, we fart.
Of all ages.
We're
all
smelly. The kids, they laugh at every wiener joke. Like, mm-hmm. It's just all dudes in there. We do have a girl dog, but she says that's not the same.
No.
It is not, yeah. All right, that's Eddie the Dad. Hey, quick question. The Laker Bones, the team that you're coaching, the basketball team that I sponsor but you coach, when is the championship trophy? When are we doing that?
I mean, it will be like in March, but I don't think we're going to get that thing.
I thought you said you guys were really good. That's why I was sponsoring the team.
We were 1-0 first game. After that, I had to go out of town for two games. Dude, we haven't won since. Like, we're terrible. We're bad. I cannot get the team together.
I'm looking to sell the team, guys.
I mean, I'm with you.
I'm looking to sell the team.
Will you trade me as a coach?
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case... I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, and it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office is asking for help to find someone they describe as a Johnny Depp duplicate.
Interesting.
Authorities say the Johnny Depp guy is wanted for stealing several credit cards and using them at multiple stores in Oklahoma City. I mean, he looks like Johnny Depp.
He does?
Yeah.
Does he look like Johnny Depp as a character or Johnny Depp as just the dude?
The weird dude.
Okay.
Wow.
He's got like the little hat, the necklace. Yeah, it's not Sparrow, Jack Sparrow.
Okay.
So, officials said the suspect was seen driving a maroon sedan. They're looking for the Johnny Depp duplicate. OKC Fox.
He looks like Johnny Depp.
He does. That's not going to help him very much.
No.
So, Amy, tell your story, and then let's see what the guys would have done.
Okay. I'm at Target getting lots of things. One thing in particular, a gift, which is a cute little makeup bag that I decided to fill up with things like fun nail polish and other little cute items, but I wanted to see if everything would fit. So I put it inside the little bag.
So all the little things that you were going to put in the bag, you went ahead and put in the bag?
I put in the bag.
Yeah.
Because I needed to make sure. I wanted it to fill it out. And I tossed it in the cart, but I had a lot of other things. So when I was checking out, we just unloaded the cart, all kinds of things, and I never noticed that the cashier didn't, which it wasn't his responsibility, it was mine, open up the bag and take out each item and scan it. He just scanned the bag.
Well, you know, people actually do this and try to get away with it constantly.
For sure. Yeah.
Yes.
Because you did get away with it.
Yeah, because I got home and I was like, oopsie.
So that happens, right?
Right.
What would you do? You get home. You realize you just did that. You didn't pay for those. Mm-hmm. But you also didn't get caught not paying for those.
And it wasn't on purpose.
It was an accident. Lunchbox, what do you do?
That's an age-old trick. Ah, you got lucky. No need to go back. Just keep it.
Eddie?
It's a big hassle to go back.
Yes,
you know
it
what?
Is.
It happened. Just, you got to get your story right, though. Like,
wait, if you have to get a story right, what you're doing is wrong.
Exactly.
But if your story,
if you get a story right, you're doing wrong.
But if, like, Amy's story is like, yeah, I was just trying to see if everything fit in the bag, that's what you got to stick with, even if you get busted later. If the cops come knocking at your door, that's your story.
I just would take it all back.
No.
That's a big hassle, man.
I feel like, if I know, then I know I did something wrong and I didn't fix it. I always feel like it's going to bite me in the butt somehow. Like, I don't feel obligated because it's a store and I should do the store. It's just like a personal ethical thing. Mm. I would take it back and go, guys, I'm sorry. And that's when they tackle me and arrest me.
Yeah, you see yourself in the news.
We've been looking for him. Get him.
Exactly.
Amy, what did you do?
I took it back.
Oh, my goodness.
Amy.
Yeah.
Why? Why to you was it important to take it back?
Because, well, it's not hard for me. I go to Target often, so I just, it's not like I went back that moment, but I went back and just, it just felt, that's the right thing to do.
Did you tell your kids about it?
One of them was with me. Yeah.
Use it as a moment?
Trust me. One of them was like, this, you keep it. This is a sign.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Well, good. I'm glad you didn't.
Right.
Good,
so also use it as a learning opportunity because no, we don't keep it.
That's right. Ray, what would you have done? You get out, whatever it is you get, it's in a bag, go.
Well, I mean, in Amy's case, it's a good learning experience for the kids, and it's on camera. Nowadays, all that stuff is, and maybe they reviewed it at a later date. I would definitely take it back. People are pretty forgiving nowadays.
They probably won't watch the camera
for that.
Just for fun to see if they missed. They usually watch it to know when something happened. But you're right. Maybe they do see it. But I don't think you would have gotten, oh, that's tough, though.
Yeah, nail polish and stuff, they're not worried
about. How much money did you get away with?
Yeah, how much
I
total?
I would say the little things in there probably totaled up to $40.
Let's go.
Yeah. Wow,
that's basically a heist.
Wow.
That's like an armored truck takedown, basically. Yeah.
I did worry about
that's a felony.
Because I don't
know
how
they.
Actually, I don't know if on the receipt, like the cashier's name or if they track that. And I didn't want to get him in trouble.
Yeah, they don't. Not that. But
well, so
I'm glad you took
know.
It back. Good job, Amy. I'm proud of you.
Well, I think so. I did the
normal you did the right thing. Right.
Yeah.
Eddie's like, get your story straight.
Yeah, you have to, man.
This is a segment that I've created called I'm Tardy for the Party.
That's funny.
Thank
That's
you.
Good, man.
That's really funny.
So this is Tardy for the Party, where there's a party and you're tardy to it, but what's that party? Ray, you go first.
Yeah, Farkle. Never really even knew about it. My wife said, hey, let's start playing it. It's awesome, especially if you like dice games. You just try and roll a one or five, hoping for pairs.
Oh, it's a dice game?
Yeah.
That was a card game.
No.
Dude, it is so mindless, and you can play it for hours and compete against each other. You don't even have to think. Why did I never play this?
Yeah, my family used to have Farkle tournaments, and everybody gets their Farkle name. So you'd be Fobby, Faye, Famey. You just add an F and replace it, Fetty, Funchbox.
Why do you have to do a name?
It's part of the Farkle tournament.
That's
at
weird.
My house. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we used to. My mom and her best friend, they loved to Farkle. So we would gather and everybody. I remember I came home from college once. I took my boyfriend and he was like, oh, I'm going to meet your family. I was like, yeah. And guess what? Tonight's a Farkle tournament.
And so they farked all night or what?
That Farkled. Was his introduction.
Farkle.
Farkle's fun.
Got it. Okay. I agree.
You
You're
should
very
do
passionate
it.
About it.
Yeah.
I didn't know you played it as a kid. Just Farkland.
Yeah, I mean, I never even heard of this game.
Before it was legal.
Famey was Farkling.
Okay, Ray, you're tardy to the party on Farkle.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Don't be tardy for the party. Don't be tardy for the
party. Amy, do you have one?
Oh, yeah. Facial recognition to unlock my phone.
You just set it up?
Yeah. Check that out.
Look at her. She's like fascinated with something that we've had for years.
It's awesome.
She did it and then showed me that she did it.
Because like, I didn't want my phone to have my face. When it first came out.
It does, though. I mean, if you look at it.
I know, because it has pictures of me and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it just creeped me out that my phone would recognize me and unlock. And I thought that was weird. And so the other day, my daughter was so annoyed because my passcode is so long and I was typing it in. And she's like, why do you do that? And I'm like, listen, I don't want to do it. And she's like, look, we're going to sit here and we'll do it. She walked me through step by step and we did the thing where it measures your face and does it all. And then I'm addicted.
You're addicted?
She just do face recognition?
She's just going face.
It's just kind of, it's crazy. Even when you do Apple Pay, you don't have to type in your code. It just,
I know, isn't that farked up?
Like, but I realize I am definitely tardy to the party on this.
She's tardy to the party. Lunchbox, you're tardy for the party. What is it?
GPS. I would never use GPS because I didn't want the government following me. And I would go on the internet and I'd write.
We're the dumbest show. Yeah, we are, just in general. And I am too, but we're the dumbest show.
I'd write down directions or I'd print it out if it's a long road trip. And finally, my wife was like, no, we're going on a road trip. We're going to put a GPS. Like, so we downloaded Waze. It's like an app that is like maps.
Yeah,
there's a lot of those.
We've heard of that.
And so I am tardy to the party on using GPS to get places.
Nice. Don't be tardy for the
party. Look at us.
Eddie?
23.
Man, I went to a brunch the other day. I'd never been to a brunch. Like, I've heard of brunches, and I went to a brunch, and they gave me a mimosa. Dude, mimosas, that's a legit drink. I've never had that. It's champagne with orange juice.
Yeah. It's a way
delicious.
To drink in the morning.
Yeah. Brunch was not a thing back in the day. That's a new thing.
Yeah,
I'm with you on that.
No, I've heard of it, but I've never done
but
that.
But when I was in college, no one went to brunch. I didn't know what brunch was. This is crazy.
We did.
It's not crazy, but it's also in the last 10 years.
Yes. You ever been to a brunch?
To a brunch? My wife and I will go to what is called brunch. It's kind of like too late for breakfast, but kind of too early for lunch.
Right.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
Y'all are guys. Women have been doing this for
like brunch
decades.
Has exploded.
You're tardy for the party. Go ahead. Let's go to Abby, our phone screener. Abby, you're tardy to the party. How?
Okay, mine was trying to drive a stick shift over break.
You just
learned?
It's
cool. Yeah, it's fun, but it's hard. And it was a fail.
How'd you do? I was going to say, how'd you end up doing it?
Well, it was my stepdad, he has like a classic car. It's a 69 Camaro. So I feel like that's why it was so hard.
Was it like, oh,
yeah. Yeah. It was not good.
I mean, I can teach you.
Did you just learn to play beer pong too? Was that you? They just started playing?
She played at my place and she was so bad.
Okay. Thank you.
I heard you had never played.
I think I tried a long time ago. And I knew that I was so terrible that I avoid beer pong tables. Until I was at Ray's house.
And then how'd you do?
Well, I had to play because there were only four.
They forced her to play? Well, she's like, they made me play. I didn't want to play.
No, we needed twos on each side. But also, beer pong, you're just supposed to shoot it like a basketball. She flicks it. I've never seen that tactic with beer pong, but it doesn't work. It's an awful one.
It's disgusting. I wish I could play. I'm jealous of the game. People will drop it on the floor and then keep playing.
That's gross, man.
Oh, yeah.
I have two, and I'm going to be tardy to the party here. Don't be tardy for the party. Air fryers. Just because I didn't understand how awesome and easy they were.
Don't you put everything in an air fryer now?
You can. We do. I do. She doesn't because she's actually a good cook.
Yeah.
But it just goes in the air fryer if I have to cook anything. The air fryer is an amazing I get it as a gift for people sometimes.
Right. I still meet people that don't have one, and I think,
don't be tardy. Yeah.
I don't
what
have
are you
one.
Thinking?
What are you? Yeah.
I'm very tardy to the for King and Country party. The group, they were in here. You they were love awesome. Them. I can't get enough of it.
So good.
Yeah. Can't get enough of freaking country. YouTube TV, which isn't a party that a lot of people are on, but I've had some friends that were like, you have to do YouTube TV. It's so easy. Ray was stealing it from a listener at one point and talking about how good it was.
Yep, St. Louis.
I can't get it. It's awesome. So don't. I'm saying don't be tardy for that party, because if you're thinking about cutting the cord and getting off cable, I love YouTube TV. It is really great because it's all the channels. It's the same. It's just you need a stream now instead of a cord.
Or a dish.
Twist. Yeah. Yeah, or a dish. Yeah. All right, that's tardy for the party. Oh, that's a good one, huh?
I love it.
I travel a lot. I don't like traveling. I travel a lot for work. So if it's work and I'm on the road, if it's a vacation, I always find myself packing basically an extra bag with all the essentials. I better take two toothbrushes in case I lose one. I better take extra toothpaste. I better take extra shaving gel in case. I do this constantly, right? I do it with like underwear and stuff too. So, but here's the thing. Now, because of Target Circle 360, that is in the past. Because if you're going on vacation, if you're traveling for work, Target Circle 360 gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go. You can pack lighter, or you can just not worry if you forget as much stuff, because you doo-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, ba-doop, boop, in it right there. Sign up for Target Circle 360 today. The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same-day delivery from Target while you're on vacation or while you're on the road. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, or pool stuff, or everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. Let me tell you about the all new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Sometimes those misconnections are funny or romantic. And it's like, I met this person and they caught my eye in the Chipotle. They were wearing a green shirt, and I knew we had a connection, but then he was gone. Yeah. If anybody knows who he is. And every once in a while, you hear a great one, and they're married. But we have one here on the show that we'd like to do.
Wow.
And so Abby, our phone screener and producer, we just love her, don't we?
Oh, yeah. Abby's great.
Yeah, girl. Yeah.
Okay, you don't. But we do. She's
I think deep down he does.
Awesome in every way. She has a misconnection that she'd like to share on the show.
Okay.
Abby, go ahead. What happened?
Okay, this is crazy. Okay, so I got in on Friday night, which was the day before New Year's Eve. And I was looking at Ubers, and they were so expensive. I was like, this is ridiculous. So I did a shared one. I've never done a shared
one. How romantic! Come on! Like, this is a lifetime original Christmas movie. Go ahead.
I know, which is like a gamble, because you never know who you're going to be sitting by. And so I get in the Uber by myself, and then we like circle back around to pick up the other guy. And there's like a cute guy walking by about my age. And he comes to my car and starts putting his bag like in the back trunk. Or in the trunk or whatever.
Did your heart start to go?
I was just like, oh, shoot. I have to sit right by this guy. And so he gets in and then we like take off and everything. And we're just like talking. And he like starts telling me what he's doing for New Year's Eve. And he's like, we're like going to a toga party if you want to come. And then we're going
to
go out.
He invited you in the back of the car to go to the toga party?
Yeah, he actually did. But that was like towards the end. We had been talking the whole time because he plays like the fiddle and he plays bluegrass. He played at like local places all over. Okay. And I was like, you seem really fun. And like, you hang out with cool people. He's like, yeah, we always play. Yeah.
Okay. And this never happens if she falls in love.
She never falls in love so fast.
Well, we're not interrupting her misconnection. Go ahead, Abby.
No, yeah, I'm just saying he sounded like a really cool guy. And he was asking me, we were asking each other what we're doing for New Year's Eve. And he was like, oh, we're doing this. So if you want to come, he's like, I'll send you like the invite of where we're going dancing or whatever on Instagram. So he looked me up and then he sent it to me. And I was like, hey, awesome. But
you saw him send it to you?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, because I pointed at my name. I was like, oh, that's me. The second one down. And he sent it, but I didn't check my phone. And then I get home later and guess what? Nothing.
Why didn't you check your phone?
I don't know. I just didn't think about it. It was in my purse.
Did you not want to go meet up with them later?
I guess I just...
She didn't check it right away to make sure that it went through.
I'd have played cool, but as soon as he was out, I'd have been like...
I mean, I usually do that all the time. Like, I'm like, oh, I got it. But this time I didn't for some reason. Don't know why. But I get home and I look for it in all my inboxes and it's not there.
Do you remember his name? First name?
It did say on there. It said Reed.
Okay,
like
that's
the other
a start.
Person.
So we knew a Reed.
Yeah. He's a fiddle player.
We knew he's a fiddle player.
Plays bluegrass.
Went to a toga party.
Cute. Sits in back seats.
Yeah.
Uses trunks. We got a lot of stuff on him here.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We do. But
what celebrity does he look most like?
Oh my, I don't know. He had dark hair.
Long, short?
Short.
Tall, short?
I don't really know how tall. I was sitting in the car.
How tall of a sitter was he?
Not that tall.
Okay.
Eye level.
Okay, so Reed, the fiddle player, who went to a toga party on New Year's Eve. Around what age?
I'd say about mine.
Okay, but people...
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how old you are.
Need an age.
I'd say 30, early 30s.
Okay. If anyone knows this guy, please send me a message at Mr. Bobby Bones. Please post a comment or do something to get our attention because I'd love to just see what's up, see if he had the same kind of feeling. Maybe he's disappointed and he's on some show right now going, guys, I sent an invitation and I can't find her.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a misconnection. Like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are.
No,
you
I'm just saying like he could have been a cool guy with like a fun friends to hang out with.
Abby. You're glowing right
You're
now.
You're glowing.
I am not.
And can I tell you what happened?
What?
He didn't really want her to go to the yoga party. Toga party. Yoga, whatever.
Both sound good.
And so he fake sent the invite. And when she got out of the thing, he's like, all right, I don't
he
have
to. He didn't have
it.
To invite her, though. I don't
know. No,
feel
but
like
there, he felt awkward because she's in the backseat lonely on New Year's Eve. And he's like,
what?
I'm going to invite this girl.
Yeah, I don't think that's a thing where you feel. Yeah. I don't think that's the case.
All right.
It didn't come across that way.
Because he voluntarily invited you, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You weren't like, hey, what do you think you can invite me to?
Not at all. That'd no, I'm not that crazy.
No, what is she? No, this is how the conversation went. He was like, what are you doing for New Year? She's like, nothing. Do you have something that's going on? And he's like,
I did not.
Oh.
But you weren't there.
Okay, You're making up stories. Abby, we're going to try to get him.
Okay.
Reed.
Uh-huh.
Fiddle player.
Yeah.
Dark hair. Is he from? Where's he from in the conversation? Do you know the state he's from?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No, I mean, we talked about a lot in the car.
No other little
about
tidbits.
20 minutes. No. He's played at Station Inn in Nashville, but.
Okay.
I don't know if that.
We're there. We'll find it. We'll track him down.
I found Don Reed online. He is a fiddle player.
Okay, I think his name's Reed, not Don.
Yeah, his first name's Reed.
Oh,
yeah.
First name Reed. Darn it.
Thank you, Abby. Good luck. We're here for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Early
30s.
We're going to find him.
We can do this.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Italy. A man had $20,000 in life savings, but I don't trust the bank, so he hid it inside his chimney.
Of all places.
Oh, yeah, no. So dumb.
Because you can't just lose. There are many ways that, and I already know where this is going, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It's a bonehead.
Uh-huh.
The chimney, okay.
But he didn't tell his wife, who started a fire.
Oh, man, burned it all.
Up in smoke.
Oh.
That's.
I actually hate this.
Yeah, that hurts. I mean, you drive home and you see smoke coming out of the chimney.
No.
So what? Did all of it burn up? How did he tell her? Do we know anything?
No, it just says that he called police and tried to see if he could get his money back.
That don't work.
I feel for
well,
this
I mean,
guy.
Police, fire department, you know, he called everybody.
He wants a refund, the chimney sweep?
Yeah.
That's, better places to put that than the chimney.
Yeah, like under your mattress.
Well, people may get under the mattress, right?
Freezer?
If you're cleaning. It literally everywhere, guys. I mean, you could list anything and I'll go yes. The answer's yes. Okay.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
This is an odd request from Raymundo that he wants to actually do during the show. Now, I'm not going to give my response as he describes what he wants to do. I want you to hear it. I want you to be open. And then we'll all react. And don't just yell no immediately. I'm trying to keep myself from doing that all the time. Raymundo, what is your request?
Yeah, so I got a stocking stuffer from Bazer, and people in the video can see it. It's a vape. So, but it's not your usual one that has nicotine in it. This one has caffeine, and they say it's not addictive and it's not harmful or anything like that. So I was wondering, can I do it on the show?
Can you vape during the show?
Yeah, and you'll see there's like a little bit of smoke
Go ahead.
Comes with it.
Go ahead. Yeah, he's doing it. Oh, wow.
He's vaping.
Are you sure?
You look like an idiot.
You do look like an idiot.
Goodness.
It glows and everything.
Best stocking stuffer ever.
Do you feel any effect from it?
Yeah, it gives me energy I need for this show.
Like a high?
Yeah, it gets me real.
What is happening?
Have you ever real vaped before?
No, I wouldn't do that. I heard it's very addictive.
So, but with that, does it not bother you to like take something into your lungs?
No. No, it's caffeine and air, I guess. I don't know.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I mean, just go with it.
This is what I'm going to say, right? I'm going to say... Well, hold on. Go ahead. Amy, what would you say?
I'm concerned. I don't think it's bad if he does want to inhale caffeine, but I don't know that there's... Do we know enough research yet?
I'm not worried about his body. He drinks like
a
fish on the weekend.
That's
but I'm saying he wants to vape during the show.
My fear with that is it potentially could look like he's smoking or vaping, and then kids may watch a video and be like, oh, that's cool. Ray does it. I can do it, not knowing that it's caffeine.
Or the opposite. Kids see Ray doing it and go, he's not cool. I should never do that.
Right.
Lunchbox?
I mean, look, it's just caffeine. Let him vape. Let the kid get his energy.
Eddie?
Man, we didn't let Hank Williams Jr. smoke a cigar in here. Why are we going to let Ray vape in the control room? No, I said, let's not start doing that.
A little different, but okay. Here's what I'm going to say, Ray.
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
Dang.
It's a soft no, where if you have to go to the bathroom and you want to vape your caffeine.
In one of the stalls or something.
But you can't.
But that looks even worse.
You can't like change your mind at some point and start vaping other stuff.
Okay.
If it's only caffeine and you go in the bathroom, if I happen to walk in while you're vaping caffeine, I'm not going to be like,
okay,
we need to talk.
Well, and they make the same one that's melatonin. So my wife said if I like this, she'll get me another one. I'll vape before bed.
He's vaping every. He's vaping his
wow.
dinners.
Wow.
Well, this one's turkey and dressing.
Okay, if I research this and it's safe, can I have a hit?
No, see, that's the thing, too.
What are we going to do, like what? Circle around? No.
The only time you can do it is in the bathroom.
All right.
But you can do it in the bathroom. Deal?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay, we're done. You guys have a great weekend. Mr. Bobby Bones on Instagram. Bye, everybody.
Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Every time I go on a trip, if I'm traveling for work, if I'm traveling for vacation, if it's like an extended away, I find myself packing an extra bag with essentials. You know, do I have like 4 tubes of toothpaste just in case, or supplies? You know what I mean, right? That's all in the past because people can sign up for Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same-day delivery wherever they go, which for me, when I'm talking about packing, it allows me, it could be for a vacation for you, it could be me working, it allows me not to pack as much because it'll all be waiting for me at my destination. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.